Okay, good morning. Let's get started. So my name's Mark Bowick, and I'm a deputy director here. I've just been here for about a month, so it's my first time introducing a conference. We usually like to ask how many people are first-time participants in the KITP. Oh, that's great. That's a lot. Okay, it's wonderful. These conferences are associated with programs, and the programs, KITP runs about 10 programs a year, and with 22 to 25 participants in each program. There's another program going on simultaneously with your one on synthetic, with the program associated with this conference on synthetic quantum matter. So it's important to wear your name tags, so you can get food that's associated with this conference and so on. Otherwise, the other program participants will be jumping in to get your food. You can suggest future programs. So the next 2 years are already programmed, 2006 through fall 2018. If you go on the website, you can find information for suggesting programs for the future. Okay? And you can talk to me, you can talk to Lars Biltzen, the director, Greg Huber, the other director, and John Belinsky while he's here until the end of the month, or any members of the advisory board of the KITP about ideas for future programs. So we encourage that. The ideas can be submitted through the website. I'll talk a little bit about Lars's pet baby, the new scholars residence. The bike path is open today, and it's been in the news, the bike path in front of the residence that was closed while it's under construction. That's going to be available starting January the 1st. So pretty soon. It was built with a $65 million donation from Charlie Munger, and Vice President of Berkshire Hathaway. And it's going to be very exciting change in housing arrangements for all future KITP events. You are welcome to play this piano, which is also a gift during breaks, anytime you like. Probably not during important talks. Everything is recorded here, unless a speaker explicitly opts out of it. So for questions and so on, be sure to use a microphone, and the chairman in charge of sessions will have someone take a microphone around. So wait before you ask your question, otherwise the audience will only hear the answer and not, like Jeopardy, the question. The schedule is on the website. Most up-to-date schedule you can find there in case there are any changes. One thing that's very important here that we like to emphasize is giving the appropriate amount of time for questions. So for example, for your session this morning, there's 30 minutes for the talks and 15 minutes for the discussions. So that really gives time for people to think about questions they might want to ask, even if they haven't formulated them during the talk. So our chairman this morning, Barry Holstein, will set a great example in making sure that there's the appropriate amount of time allotted for questions. Okay? That's an important part of the event. You can download talks online, and there are instructions in your KITP, in your packets, for speakers. These were emailed by Doug Eardley, I believe. About how preparing your talk so that it can be appropriately put online and so on. Staff associated with this conference will be wearing name tags. Claudia, who's responsible for your conference and deserves a great deal of appreciation, is standing over there. Being new here, I see all the things that go on behind the scenes in order to make events like this, the conferences, and the programs work. And believe me, it's a lot of stuff that goes on so that you don't have to worry about it and you can concentrate on the science. Wireless access is available. There's the server and there's the password there on the board. Parking, if any of you are driving in, you can park on the fifth floor of this lot right here. It's building 10 if you, when you enter from the road on that far side. And you go to the top floor and you go to the kiosk and you choose the VIP parking one day. It's $10. So if you don't do that, you can get a ticket. But otherwise, it works very well. Your card will get you in, you know, to the building during the day and so on. Well, it's open until 5 p.m. If you happen to get locked out, you can enter through the wooden gate on that side where it's open for catering events. So you can always get back in. You won't get shut out of the building. If you plan to bring a family or spouse or children to the conference banquet, you should see Claudia today so that she can get an accurate count and you pay anything extra that's associated with that. The shuttle will leave promptly at the end of the day after the last talk. And please remember to turn off your cell phones. It's like going to movies now. You have to remember to turn off cell phones. And there'll be a sign-up sheet on the registration desk for those who need shuttles at the end of the week to Santa Barbara Airport or to the Airbus or to Goleta Amtrak. Okay. Did I forget anything, Claudia?
Okay.
Yeah, I mentioned that. Sign up. See you about signing up for the dinners. Okay, so I think we can pass it to Barry to get the session underway for the day. Enjoy your conference.
Okay, thank you, Mark. It's nice to see so many people here for the conference. The organizers here in the front row have thought of everything. I've been here now a month, and the sun has been out every day until today. They don't want you to be distracted. And so they've arranged for a nice foggy day here. Anyway, again, I want to emphasize these talks are 30 plus 15 minutes for discussion. I'm going to be sitting here waving these when the appropriate time comes. So don't look that way. I'm going to be sitting right here. Anyway, let's get started. So Adam Ritz, there he is, hiding over here. Okay. Adam's come all the way from Victoria to tell us about precision tests and EDMs.